Hello and welcome to This Girl Reads. My name is Camille, I am 10 years old and this is the podcast where I talk all about my fantastic books that I've read. Hi everyone, it's me, Camille, here again, and as usual I'm joined by my dad, Paul.
Hi Camille.
So this week we have a slightly different podcast for you.
And that's because on Saturday it is...
Independent Bookshop Day, and it's not every Saturday, it's the first Saturday of every October. So it only comes around once a year, so it's a good thing to celebrate.
So what are you going to talk about in this podcast?
So in this podcast, we're going to talk about why it's important to go to your local bookshops, and we're going to talk about my favourite bookshop. So yeah.
Well, let's get started then. So as we know, your podcast is called This Girl Reads, and you clearly love reading. So my first question is, why do you love reading so much?
I love reading because when you're bored and or you're feeling down, you can pick up a book and literally you can read it for hours. Or if you're not feeling that book, you can mix and match books. Like I would one day be feeling this book and then the next day I wouldn't. And that does get chaotic, but it's still nice to just have loads of different books. And that's why I love reading.
So you can jump in and out of different kind of worlds and stories and put yourself in different people's shoes.
It's almost as though you're jumping from one character to another. I want to be this person this day. Or no, wait, I want to be this person the next day. And that's nice because I find when you're watching telly, we both can't really remember what's been going on.
I can't remember what's been going on 5 seconds before in the real world, never mind we're on TV.
So I find when you're watching telly, you will forget. You can skip, but you can forget. And it's just nice to take a break from telly sometime and just read a book. So that's why I really like reading.
Wow, that's a really great point. Also, when was it that you first really got into reading, as in it became... a huge part of your life?
Yeah, I've always loved reading, but it's never actually been a big part of my life until COVID hit. And I was like, I've got nothing to do. I'm just going to read a book. And you would find me in the weirdest of places. I could be doing two things at once. I could be listening to music and then reading a book at the same time.
That always really confused me because, as we know, I can't do two things at once. So I would find you singing whilst reading, and I would be really confused about the whole situation.
Yeah, it's because I can read really fast. And I first fell in love with reading in lockdown. Like I've said, they would find me in the weirdest of places. And reading's really the only thing that'll shut me up, apart from sleeping.
There was times when I was worried that you may have left the house because you were away for hours and you were so quiet. And then you're right, we would find you behind your bed or... under a table reading.
I remember when we used to have the old wardrobe, you'd find me in there reading.
Yes, very, very bizarre. So when you got into reading, what was it, what helped you get into reading, and what would your advice be for somebody to get into reading?
My advice is go to your local bookshop and don't be afraid to ask. I remember when I first went to one of my favourite bookshops, I didn't ask. I was too shy. Now I go and ask, and now I'm really good friends with some of the people there. So go and don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to go, oh, I've just started reading. Do you have any books that could, get me kicked off?
And share your interests and tell them a bit about yourself and then ask questions.
Another one is, if you're at school, try and get involved with, a reading club, or even if you're not, they still have book clubs for... other people, so try and get involved with book clubs at school or book clubs out of school, because then you can share your thoughts on a book with lots of other people, and that'll definitely help, because then they'll be suggesting a book and then you could be like, oh yeah, I haven't tried that one.
There was something that I noticed during lockdown when you started reading as well.
I'd have 7 books on the go.
You would have 7 books on the go, but were they all the same type of genre?
No, they weren't. One day I'd be feeling, oh, I need a funny book. Next day I'd be feeling, oh, I really need a romance book. So I always have a stack of books by my bed, and they're all ones I'm reading. And I'm I will pick a book, I will pick a book, and I'd be like, oh, which book am I feeling today? Oh, I'll take this one. I mix and match my books. I will switch them in and out of my school bag and stuff. So Yeah, I'd have loads on the go, really.
Do you think it's important to try different genres as
well? Yeah, because it's like different types of foods. You're never gonna know if you like a different, like a genre, if you don't try it. It's like you've just been reading comedy books your whole life. If you haven't actually read like other genres, you're not gonna say, you can't say, oh, I don't like that. That's like saying, oh, I don't like peanut butter, but you've never tried peanut butter.
That's a really good tip. What is your favourite independent bookshop and why do you love it so much?
So, my favourite independent bookshop, you've obviously heard me talk about it a lot, it's called The Bound, but that isn't its actual name. It's actually called Foreign Books. It's just where we live in Whitley Bay, it's called The Bound.
So, just to explain, there is another independent bookshop in a town just outside Newcastle called Corbridge. That's called Foreign Books and that's the original. And they opened a second shop in Whitley Bay called The Bound.
So, like, if you're... It's like a 10-minute walk from our house, which is amazing.
It is. And why do you love it so much, then?
Because the staff is so nice. They will help you, and they've got a massive variety of books. And I also kind of find in bookshops, they may not... Some bookshops don't have, like, a massive children's section. However... The Bound has loads of books for children. They have a young adult section, they have a children's section, they have it's just amazing how many books they have.
And is it the same types of books that you would find in like big chains of bookshops or in supermarkets or on Amazon?
No, it is definitely not. I found loads of books there that I wouldn't have, like there's... You search them and you're like, oh, it only tells you information about the author. There's nowhere you can actually get it. So, like, I've just got a book. It's called The Sad Ghost, I think. And I haven't seen that anywhere else. I've only seen it in The Bounds. Or, like, I've only seen the Heartstopper books, which I've just got, with only being sold in The Bounds. So
how did you find out about The Sad Ghost then? Because I think this goes back to what you were saying before about the people in the bookshop.
So I was in the bookshop, like, literally earlier. Earlier this week. So I went and my favourite person, Emma, just happens to be working there and I really love Emma. She's so nice. She's the person in charge of young adults. So if you're ever in Whitley Bay you're a young adult, definitely go and see Emma. She is so nice. She will help you with everything and she is like a specialist there. So we were talking about my podcast with her and she was like, oh, are you looking for like horror scary or like just like a little bit of spooky? And I was like, I'm not really sure which one. And she said, well, look, there's one in between and it's called The Sad Ghost. And it's all about this ghost and he goes to this party and he's sad and stuff. And she is so helpful. Like I find in small chains of bookshops, they are so helpful and there's stuff for everyone. But like otherwise, like, in supermarkets you're not gonna find they're all like just one big section. You're like, oh yeah, you've got to search because they're all just mixed matched
and it's usually the same types of book, isn't it? It's just the popular ones, just like, not that I'm criticizing, like, David Walliams,
but yeah,
just David Walliams, isn't it? Or
Jacqueline Wilson,
who you also love, but yeah, there's not a big variety, is there?
No, there isn't. Like I've just literally like heard from so many authors from books I would never find in the supermarket, or I've like heard of so many authors that I would never find in the supermarket. So yeah.
Now what I like is whenever we go into that shop, and you're mentioning Emma, the passion really shines through, and she not only shares the things that she loves and the things that she thinks you will love, but she asks you questions, doesn't she, about what you like and what you're looking for.
Yeah. So when we were literally there, like just earlier this week, she was like, oh yeah, I really like that. And she suggests you things that aren't just books. She suggests you, like, she's so nice and, like, she suggests you things that aren't even books. She's like, oh yeah, try this. Watch this on Netflix. It's so good.
Watch this on Netflix and then read the book and see which one you prefer.
Yeah. Yeah,
didn't she? Yeah. So
and
that...
I don't think Emma gets, like, I don't think Emma really gets, like, I don't think Emma really realises, or any of the people at the Bound realise, how special they are and how much they make a difference in mine and other young readers' lives. And I just want to say thank you to all these people out there. Because, like, I remember when we were literally there, I said, I like earrings. And she looked like there was a smile just on Emma's face.
She was so touched, wasn't she?
No one's ever said that to me. And then you and Emma had a big conversation. You were like,
about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, possibly the greatest program ever when I was a kid.
She had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle earrings. I was like, I like Emma. And you could see that she never got that. And, like, other people, like I've said, the people at the mound don't actually realise how special they are, so.
She also told you about something that you wouldn't be able to get involved in if you were buying books from a supermarket or buying books online. And it's not that I'm saying you shouldn't buy books from a supermarket or you shouldn't buy books online. Did she tell you about that you didn't know existed?
She told me all about, she told me all that, like, book club story that just took me ages to remember because I've been have other things going on. She told me about book clubs. The Bound, they run loads of different things just involving books. Like, I've seen book wrapping things going on.
They have author events, don't they?
They have author signing events. And she wrote down on a book card, Young Adult Book Club, for me. And they've got I love Heartstopper. I've been watching it on Netflix non-stop. They've got a Heartstopper, like, crafts, like, evening at the Bound.
And that's to make the things for the display in the window, isn't it, for Heartstopper?
Yeah, like, I'd love to be there. I remember when I was leaving my old school, I went and got stood in the window and I felt like I was meeting the Queen, I tell you.
And also, this book club's going to, you're going to go to the shop, you're going to find out about new books, you're going to read new books, and then you're going to meet other people who love books.
Yeah,
so and you're going to join this little community, aren't you?
And it's like going to school and then going to a club where there's not very many people of you. It's like you're getting to do stuff and you're going to feel so cosy doing it and stuff. So, it's really nice.
Last question then, Camille, is why do you think it's important to support independent bookshops?
I suppose we've already kind of answered this question, but it is important to, like, celebrate your local bookshops or go and buy from there. It's like, because you're going to see authors and you're going to see things that you never actually knew, like they were a book and stuff. And, like, if you go to supermarkets, you see big things at the end, and it's like they have seasonal things, but it's all authors you've heard before.
So this one so independent bookshops support up and coming authors.
And, like, I find last month I saw at Sainsbury's there was a Black History Month book, and there was two possibly on the shelves there. And when I go to the Bound, there's a whole display. They've got a whole thing of Black History Month things, or they've got a whole thing of Christmas and Halloween.
So there's a much wider choice.
Like, at the Bound, in the children's section, they have, like, these trolleys with stuff on top. And there was literally two things, and it was Black History Month and Halloween stuff. You wouldn't see that at a supermarket. You only see Christmas stuff.
And I guess what you've already said as well is that independent bookshops, it's a community, isn't it? You get to chat with like-minded people.
Yeah.
And if we don't support it,
like, if I'd only shopped online, like, yeah, I still do get books online. Yeah, I still do get books from supermarkets. But if I had only done that, you don't meet the people you admire. Like, I admire the people at the Bound.
And you wouldn't broaden your horizons, would you?
Yeah, you wouldn't think, oh, I really like them. So, yeah.
So your advice would be to what?
Just go and don't be afraid to ask when you go to the local bookshops, because it's you get part of a community when you ask. You make friends when you ask. So, yeah, it's like asking, do you want to be my friend when you first start school? So basically, yeah, just go and ask. It's time for the dad joke.
Well, it just wouldn't be an episode of This Girl Reads without a dad joke. So I'm going to do an independent bookshop. I love independent bookshops, but the other day when I was in there, it was really strange. Some guy was cutting the bottom of his trouser legs off and throwing them onto the shelves. And I thought, I didn't see that coming. That's a turn up for the books.
What on earth? That's the worst one I've ever heard. Thank you for joining us for my favourite episode of This Girl Reads ever. So, thank you so much.
Talking about independent bookshops, and don't forget, follow that advice. Go and support your local bookshops. Get in there.
Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, and talk to people. And
try different genres in books, or try different authors you've never heard of before, because you never know, you might find a new favourite author. So yeah,
great advice. And as always, please leave a message on Twitter or at Anchor sharing your favourite independent bookshops from wherever you are, because if we visit a lot of places, and if we're ever where there's a great independent bookshop, we would love to visit.
We'll be sprinting there, we'll be like, what?
So that just leaves to be said. Thank you for joining us, and
join us next time for another great episode of This Girl Reads.